商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky?
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。上一次 Green 先生和陈女士谈论了版权和商标能保护产品的不同组成部分，今天他俩会面要接着讨论怎么样登记产品版权。既然陈女士的产品要在美国销售，所以先得考虑什么人可以申请美国的版权。他俩要谈到的是，任何人如果在美国首次出版自己的作品，都可以在美国登记版权。好，我们赶快去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：外国人在什么情况下可以到美国登记版权？
Can foreigners register for U.S. copyright?
Anyone can register for U.S. copyright if the work was first published in the U.S.
So that means publishing my game first in the U.S.
To get a U.S. copyright, that's correct.
And then am I protected everywhere?
In all countries that have copyright agreements with the U.S.
What if I publish first in China?
China has a copyright agreement with the U.S., so your work would be protected.
陈女士首先提出了自己关注的问题，我们再听一下他俩的对答。
Can foreigners register for U.S. copyright?
Anyone can register for U.S. copyright if the work was first published in the U.S.
陈女士问，外国人能不能在美国登记版权呢？ Green 先生回答，任何人的作品如果是首先在美国出版的，都可以在美国登记版权。再听一遍这句话。
Anyone can register for a U.S. copyright if the work was first published in the U.S.
听听陈女士怎么联系自己的具体情况来理解这句话。Green 先生觉得她的联想对不对？
So that means publishing my game first in the U.S.
To get a U.S. copyright, that's correct.
陈女士问，那是否意味着首先在美国发行我的电脑游戏呢？ Green 先生表示，为了得到美国的版权是得那样做。再听一遍 Green 先生的话以及陈女士结合实际的联想，注意这两句话里用了 publish 这个动词的过去分词 published 和动名词 publishing。
Anyone can register for a U.S. copyright if the work was first published in the U.S.
So that means publishing my game first in the U.S.
获得美国版权的产品能在什么范围内得到保护呢？
And then, am I protected everywhere?
In all countries that have copyright agreements with the U.S.
Green 先生说，这样的产品在所有与美国有版权协议的国家内都得到保护。我们以前学过 agreement， 意思是协议或者合约，所以 copyright agreement就是版权协议。听听陈女士又提出什么问题， Green 先生怎么回答她。
What if I publish first in China?
China has a copyright agreement with the U.S. so your work would be protected.
陈女士问，如果她首先在中国发行她的产品呢？ Green 先生告诉她，由于中国和美国有版权协议，所以首先在中国发行的产品也能在美国得到版权保护。注意这里以 what if 起头的问句表示在这种情况下又怎么样呢？这样的句型常常用来问在假定情况下的后果是什么。再听一遍他俩的一问一答。
What if I publish first in China?
China has a copyright agreement with the U.S.So your work would be protected.
我们重新听一遍他们这整段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
When can a foreigner register for a U.S. copyright? Can foreigners register for a U.S. copyright?
Anyone can register for a U.S. copyright if the work was first published in the U.S.
So that means publishing my game first in the U.S.
To get a U.S. copyright, that's correct.
And then am I protected everywhere?
In all countries that have copyright agreements with the U.S.
What if I publish first in China?
China has a copyright agreement with the U.S., so your work would be protected.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
When can a foreigner register for a U.S. copyright?
When the product was first published in the U.S.
Green 先生继续向陈女士解释，一旦产品受版权保护，根据法律，任何人都不得复制这些产品。当然，有些人还是会非法的复制，这虽然比较难以控制，可还是有对付的办法。手段之一是海关检查。海关的英文是 customs， C U S T O M S， customs。我们继续参加他俩的讨论吧，请考虑这个问题：陈女士的产品获得版权以后，会受到什么样的保护？
What actually is protected with copyright protection?
Once a copyright notice is applied, your source code and manual are protected.
No one can copy them.
No one can copy them legally.
And if someone knocks them off?
You can have these knockoffs seized at customs or...
Take them to court.
That's the last resort.
陈女士希望确切知道版权究竟保护什么。再听一次他俩的一问一答，里面有个短语 copyright notice， copyright notice， 这是版权通告，也就是上次说的圈上圆圈的字母 C 加上版权持有人的姓名以及产品首次发行的日期。
What actually is protected with copyright protection?
Once a copyright notice is applied, your source codeand manual are protected.
Green 先生告诉他，一旦注上版权通告，陈女士产品的源码和说明书就得到版权保护了。这里的 is applied 意思是被注上，被标上。再听一遍这两句话。
What actually is protected with copyright protection?
Once a copyright notice is applied, your source code...and manual are protected.
陈女士理解所谓版权保护的意义了吗？听听他俩的评论，但是先得学个生词 legally， L-E-G-A-L-L-Y， legally 意思是合法的。
No one can copy them.
No one can copy them legally.
陈女士明白得到版权保护，就没人可以复制他的电脑游戏了。Green 先生补充说明，没人可以复制那些游戏，而又不触犯法律。这使陈女士又产生什么疑问了呢？在听她的话之前，我们先学个动词短语 ：knock off。knock off。knock is spelled K-N-O-C-K。Knock off 有好多不同的含义，在这儿的意思是非法复制或者盗制。Knock off 同时还有匆促完事的意思。
And if someone knocks them off，
陈女士的问题是，要是有人盗制我的产品呢？听听 Green 先生怎么回答，他也用了 knock off 这个短语，但是把它当名词用了，指盗制产品或者盗版产品。
And if someone knocks them off,
you can have these knockoffs seized at customs or.
Green 先生说，你可以通过海关查获这些盗版产品， 他的话里有刚学到的生词 customs, 海关。我们再看看 knock off 这个短语的不同功用。先是陈女士把它用作动词短语。注意，动词短语 knock off 是由动词 knock 和副词 off 组成的。它的宾语一般放在 knock 和 off 之间。所以陈女士说 knock them off。再听一遍她的话。
And if someone knocks them off,
Green 先生把 knock off 做名词用。这时候原来的两个词要变成一个 knock 和 off 之间不能有空格。再听一遍，注意他用了复数形式 knock offs。
You can have these knock offs seized at customs or...
现在我们来练习把 knock off 做不同的用途，请回答问题，在答复里正确应用 knock off。说完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What can be seized at customs?
Knockoffs.
How would you describe a product that was copied illegally?
It was knocked off.
刚才 Green 先生说，陈女士可以通过海关查获盗版产品。她的话其实还没说完，陈女士就接上来做补充了。再听一遍。
You can have these knockoffs seized at customs or
take them to court.
陈女士说 take them to court. 这是句常用的话，直译是把他们带上法庭，也就是对他们采取法律行动。人们也常用另一句话 see you in court, 法庭上见，来表示类似的意思。再听一遍这两句在美国是耳熟能详的话。
I'll take you to court.
I'll see you in court.
听听 Green 先生对陈女士的补充做什么评论。先学个短语 The last resort. The last resort. Resort is spelled R-E-S-O-R-T. The last resort 这个短语的意思是最后的手段或者办法。
Take them to court.
That's the last resort.
Green 先生听陈女士说，也可以对那些盗版的人采取法律行动，就提醒陈女士，法律是最后手段。换句话说，不到逼不得已的时候，不轻易采用。再听他俩说一遍，可以采用哪些手段对付盗版行为。
You can have the knockoff seized at customs.
Or take them to court.
That's the last resort.
请你根据刚才听到的内容回答我的问题，然后再对照一下我们说的答案。What is the last resort?
To take them to court.
接下来我们要再听一遍这段讨论，并且考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What is protected under Ms. Chen's copyright?What actually is protected with copyright protection?
Once a copyright notice is applied, your source code and manual are protected.
No one can copy them.
No one can copy them legally.
And if someone knocks them off?
You can have these knockoffs seized at customs or...
Take them to court.
That's the last resort.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What is protected under Ms. Chen's copyright?
The source code and manual.
版权显然能保护持有者的利益。然而 Green 先生接着要向陈女士解释，不幸的是，版权并不能在世界各地都对持有者发挥保护作用。那怎么办呢？这就需要向联合国世界贸易组织之类的国际性组织来处理有关版权的纷争了。联合国可以简称为 The UN, The UN, 而世界贸易组织的英文是 The World Trade Organization, The World Trade Organization, trade is spelled T-R-A-D-E. Organization is spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. 世界贸易组织也可以简称为 the WTO, the WTO。我们接着参加他俩的讨论吧，请边听边想这个问题，世界贸易组织的职责是什么？
Who's looking out for my interests?
Remember, that's why we discussed having a licensee publish your game.
But what about someone selling our work in some other country?
Unfortunately, you have to know about it.
Okay, let's say I learn that country X is ripping me off.
The World Trade Organization of the United Nations can handle disputes.
This isn't a dispute, it's theft.
The WTO...or the commercial section of your embassy is the place to begin.
既然 Green 先生刚才说诉诸法律是逼不得已的最后手段，陈女士随即提出，通常是谁在关注维护她的利益呢？听 Green 先生怎么答复。注意，陈女士用了我们以前学到的短语 looked out for, 意思是关注维护。而 Green 先生的话里有我们学过的生词 licensee, 接受特许授权的一方。
Who's looking out for my interests?
Remember, that's why we discussed having a licensee publish your game.
Green 先生没有直接答复陈女士，但是提醒她，正是为了在美国有人会关注她的利益，她俩前一次才商讨让接受特许授权的一方发行她的电脑游戏。再听一遍他的话。
Remember, that's why we discussed having a licensee publish your game.
这样说来，接受特许授权的一方会在美国市场上保护陈女士的利益。听陈女士又产生什么疑虑了呢？
But what about someone selling our work in some other country?
她问，要是有人在某其他国家销售我们的产品呢？他当然是指没得到陈女士的许可而非法销售她的产品。听听 Green 先生的想法是什么。
Unfortunately, you have to know about it.
他说，不幸的是，你必须得到有关消息。当然，他的产品可能会在某一个国家偷偷摸摸地被非法销售，而陈女士却很可能还蒙在鼓里。所以 Green 先生的意思是，陈女士必须眼观四路，耳听八方，警觉他人的盗版行为。那么陈女士一旦有所警觉，又可以采取什么行动呢？听 Green 先生有什么见解。但是先得学个短语 rip off, rip off. Rip is spelled R-I-P. Rip off 原来的意思是偷窃、欺骗，这里是指盗窃版权。注意 rip off 和 knock off 一样，也是可分割的动词短语，所以它的宾语可以放在 rip 和 off 之间。再学个生词 dispute, D-I-S-P-U-T-E, dispute 意思是纠纷、争端。
Okay,Let's say I learn that country X is ripping me off.
The World Trade Organization of the UN can handle disputes.
陈女士假定自己发现某国在盗窃她的版权，她的意思是，这样的话该怎么办呢？ Green 先生告诉她，联合国的世界贸易组织能处理纠纷。陈女士听了有什么反应呢？
This isn't a dispute, it's theft.
陈女士愤怒地指出，这不是纠纷，而是盗窃。听 Green 先生的反应是什么？先学两个生词 commercial, C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L, commercial, 意思是商务的。那么 commercial section 就是商务处。再学个生词 embassy,E-M-B-A-S-S-Y, Y, embassy, 这是大使馆。The commercial section of the embassy, 就是使馆商务处。
The WTO, or the commercial section of your embassy, is the place to begin.
Green 先生告诉他，先该去找世界贸易组织或者使馆商务处，再听一遍他建议的第一步。
The WTO is the place to begin. The commercial section of your embassy is the place to begin.
好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What does the World Trade Organization do? Who's looking out for my interests?
Remember, that's why we discussed having a licensee publish your game.
But what about someone selling our work in some other country?
Unfortunately, you have to know about it.
Okay, let's say I learn that country X is ripping me off.
The World Trade Organization of the United Nations can handle disputes.
This isn't a dispute, it's theft.
The WTO, or the commercial section of your embassy, is the place to begin.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再参考一下我们说的答案。
What does the World Trade Organization do?
Handles disputes.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部谈话，复习一下学到的词句。
Can foreigners register for U.S. copyright?
Anyone can register for U.S. copyright if the work was first published in the U.S.
So that means publishing my game first in the U.S.
To get a U.S. copyright, that's correct.
And then am I protected everywhere?
In all countries that have copyright agreements with the U.S.
What if I publish first in China?
China has a copyright agreement with the U.S., so your work would be protected.
What actually is protected with copyright protection?
Once a copyright notice is applied, your source code and manual are protected.
No one can copy them.
No one can copy them legally.
And if someone knocks them off?
You can have these knockoffs seized at customs or...
Take them to court.
That's the last resort.
Who's looking out for my interests?
Remember, that's why we discussed having a licensee publish your game.
But what about someone selling our work in some other country?
Unfortunately, you have to know about it.
Okay, let's say I learn that country X is ripping me off.
The World Trade Organization of the United Nations can handle disputes.
This isn't a dispute, it's theft.
The WTO, or the commercial section of your embassy, is the place to begin.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊聊怎么劝告别人该怎么做。
I'm still having a hard time studying.
If I were you, I'd lighten up a little.
那位女士说自己面临的难题，听来学习困难是个一再出现的老问题了。
I'm still having a hard time studying.
那位男士劝她放松点儿，别把事情看得那么严重。
If I were you, I'd lighten up a little.
人们常常用这样的方式来提出忠告。
If I were you,
意思是换了我就会如何如何，然后具体说出自己要是处于这种境地会怎么做。
I'd lighten up.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great. Dr. Lockie 和我邀请各位下次再来参加我们的会谈。听 Green 先生和陈女士要采取哪些具体措施来预防侵犯版权的行为。我是维维，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。